Hello, my friend. So glad you're with me today. This is By God's Call, Day 139, Overflowing Measure. Listen to what Jesus says, and let it land deep. Give, and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. Luke 6:38. Notice the order of words. Jesus doesn't start with the promise. He starts with the command. Give. The hand has to open first. God's overflow doesn't come before. It comes after. It waits on the far side of your open hand. And that matters, because everything in us wants to hold on, wants to secure things, wants a guarantee before we let go. But faith runs in the opposite direction. You open your hand first, and then the promise moves. And what a promise it is. Jesus isn't describing a simple exchange. He reaches for the image of the marketplace, grain being measured out. And he describes something that blows past every fair measure, pressed down, packed tight with a fist until nothing more can fit, shaken together, settled and nestled, making room for even more, and then running over, spilling past the rim. God does not repay in level spoonfuls. He does not give you back exactly what you gave. His faithfulness outweighs your boldest gift. Generations of givers tell the same story. The lap fills again. It always does. But I need to tell you something about this passage that changes everything. Jesus is not only talking about money here. Read the context. He is talking about mercy, about pardon, about judgment withheld, the choice not to collect what you have every right to collect. The scoop you use for others becomes the scoop used for you. If you are stingy with forgiveness, you will receive stingy forgiveness. If you are lavish with grace, grace will come running back over the brim. Generosity sets the scale of your own receiving. And that finds us right where we live, doesn't it? There is someone who owes you something. Money, an apology, an explanation that never came. There is someone you've been measuring with a small, hard measure. Jesus is looking at that today and saying, open that hand, not because you have nothing to lose, but because you cannot outgive God. No one ever has. No one ever will. So today, the call is concrete. Before breakfast, before your day gets going, give something with intention. Send help to someone who needs it, even if it's small. Or release a debt you have been holding in your heart, not just pretending to forget, but truly letting it go. Do it before you eat. Open the hand first and watch what God does. Stay close to God. Pray, then act. I'll see you tomorrow, my friend.